And next up is Molly Abomswin. Welcome.
Senator Brenner, Rep. Tucker, and members of the Committee on Environmental and Natural Resources. My name is Molly Abomswin, and I'm a member of the Wabanaki community, enrolled in Odinak Abenaki Nation, and I'm from Farmington, Maine. I'm an activist and journalist for Sunlight Media Collective as well, and Racial Equity and Justice. As an Indigenous person, I find all of this bargaining and negotiating away of the health of the waters of my homeland to be reprehensible. The percentages and compromises and talk of investments and commerce that I've heard in this hearing are painful to me and akin to hearing the health of my own mother being bargained away. I understand that this kind of language does not necessarily resonate with this government, but that may be a symptom of not having come from this land indigenously yourselves, and I implore you to imagine that this land is your ancestral homeland for the purposes of this context. Waste mismanagement is a huge problem in Maine, and for decades, state legislators have been accomplices to private interstate waste companies like Casella dumping toxic waste into Maine rivers and landfills. Mainers need the DEP to commit more than lip service toward environmental protection and climate change science and be accountable to the health of Maine and Mainers. We need to protect our waters and soils from hazardous waste, not open the gates for them to enter the state. On Earth Day, we saw hundreds of citizens demonstrating against environmental injustice that is ongoing on the Penobscot River because Juniper Ridge receives over 200,000 tons of out-of-state waste every year. Maine owns this landfill, as we've discussed on this call, but Casella Waste Systems has operated it since 2004. Maine and JRL do this in tandem, and Maine turns a blind eye when JRL trucks 1.3 million of gallons of landfill leachate per month from its facility to ND Paper in Old Town, who then dumps it directly into the river after insufficient processing. My dog is currently biting my hand while I'm giving this. I'm very sorry. A large portion of the waste that is dumped into JRL is construction and demolition debris, which requires much more stringent regulation for processing than regular municipal waste due to the toxins and heavy metals it contains. Leachate is a hazardous cocktail of chemicals that is created when rainwater filters down through the layers of waste at landfills. And according to the Penobscot Nation's Natural Resources Department, the mill doesn't have the capacity to adequately process the waste and the complex toxins contained in the leachate coming from JRL. Since ND Paper's processing facility was designed to process mill waste. Many of the activists gathered on Earth Day called for legislators to close the loophole that allows the state-owned landfill to take in out-of-state waste. This loophole lies in the definition of what is deemed out-of-state waste. As we have talked about today, legally, out-of-state waste can be codified as in-state waste through a recycling facility or through incineration, and much of the construction and demo debris coming from out-of-state to JRL is being quote-unquote recycled by Re Energy based in Lewiston. Their intake is 90% out-of-state waste, and JRL accommodates about 93% of Re Energy's output. This is how waste is generated in the state. I also want to speak to another example of out-of-state waste that hasn't been touched on today that is contaminating Wabanaki homelands, because my nation descends from the Kennebec River, even though my reservation is in Quebec, because we were expelled there in the 1700s after massacres. In addition to the Penobscot River, out-of-state waste is being funneled to Norridge Walk's Crossroads Landfill, who have applied to expand their facilities by starting a new landfill only 3,000 feet from the Kennebec River. Let me mention that the DEP has drafted an approval with conditions for this application. This demonstrates the DEP's continued complicity and abetting out-of-state waste and pollution in our rivers. Approving Crossroads expansion would create new capacity in Maine for out-of-state waste, which is now, as we know, already far too dangerous and toxic for the other states to accept. Many of the waste materials that would be allowed in the new landfill at Crossroads are currently banned from deposition in other northeastern states and provinces where they originate.
Your 3 minutes are up, so I'm just going to have you find some closure with your testimony.
Certainly. I just want to close by seconding Don Neptune Adams, what she said, that we are facing an issue of social and environmental injustice, and second her definition of it. And I just wanted to briefly address Representative Hanley's concern about the definition of social justice, because it appears that even when things are defined, the state is not very concerned with the intention behind the legislations in which they are mentioned. Definitions can be easily bent and worked around by the state depending on profitable opportunity du jour, regardless of intention. And as an Indigenous person, once again, I am forced to be distinctly aware of how words and definitions are manipulated to benefit industry and profit at the expense of environment and Black, Brown, and Indigenous and poor communities. Thank you for your time. I support 1639.
Thank you, Molly Bomswin. Are there any questions from the committee? I'm not seeing any. Thank you for joining us this morning.